Believe it or not, there are actually people who do not listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. And that means we can say all the terrible things about them we want, because it's not like they're gonna hear it. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Get away from me.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You're too close to me. Back up a little bit. No, a little bit further. All right, yeah, that's better. Let's make believe we still have COVID going around, all right? Keep your distance. Let's just make believe. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for donating. Hey, welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am. Thanks for being here. We're going to have a good time. At least I will. That's one of us. One out of two. That ain't bad. I like the odds on that. All right. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I know you're talking, but I'm not hearing you. You understand? This is a monologue program. I talk, you shut up. Those are the rules. Can you follow them? I was just listening to myself in the headsets. I'm very caustic. I did not realize how caustic I was. Let me tell you about some of the people that make this show possible. There's me. I show up sometimes. Then there's John Shanahan, comedy writer. Bon vivant. I don't know what the hell that means, but it sounds good, doesn't it, John? Does the comedy commercials. He's incredible. Thank you, John. John Shanahan. Go to his website, Hypnagogue. You'll love that. There's a link on our website, NewEnglandBroadcasting.com. Then there's a lovely and talented Nicole Reed. She's the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. She books many of our national interviews and is a liaison. That was hard to say. She's a liaison to the syndicated radio stations that we deal with. And then there's Jason Shaw, who composes and has released the fine background music to us, including the opening theme, the closing theme. Jason Shaw is a musical genius. He told me he was, so I know it's true. All right. Oh, he's so good. Jason, you're so good, man. You are so good. All right. That sounded wrong. I was wailing, Jason, you're so good, because I was listening to the music, his guitar work. That's what I meant by that. It's not like I wake up in the middle of the night screaming in a sweaty bed sheet, Jason, you're so good. That was not the context. It was his music. God, stop it. Stop it. What are you doing to me? You know, I treat this show as if the only person listening is you. I know that that's not the case, but it makes it so much more intimate, doesn't it? Now put your pants back on, because you're going way too far with this. All right. I wanted to talk about something today that pisses me off. Wow, Ron, what a departure from what you usually do. Yeah, usually this is an arts and crafts show. I teach you how to arrange artificial flowers for fun and profit. But today I depart from that, describing my pissed off attitude about things. I hope you can handle this. Yesterday I ran out of black printing ink for my printer. Most people would say, so what? We all do that. Yeah, but when it happens to me, I think like outside the box, because I'm not in a box. So I go to Staples, which is an office supply store that greatly underrates what it has available to the public. I don't know why you call your store Staples, because you sell a lot more than just Staples, as I understand it. It's not like you walk in a door and you say, do you have any pencils in the store? And they say, pencils? Look at the name of the store. It's Staples. That's all we have. What kind of staples do you want? We have the metal staples from different sizes and different amounts of staples in a box. Other than that, we're just Staples. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to pencils if you want pencils. Well, apparently Staples has all kinds of office supplies. So they're not aptly named. It's just they've been around so long that we know that there's more than just Staples in the store. But had I come from another planet, and this is a possibility sometimes I feel, I wouldn't know what's in the store at all except for Staples, and I wouldn't go in there because I basically never need Staples. Oh, it comes up, but other places sell Staples too. I don't need a specialty to go get some Staples. I'm so pissed off I can't even talk. So anyway, I go into Staples because they have printing ink for the printers. The black ink, I have an HP printer. Hewlett Packard, I believe, those two guys. Very popular brand, you probably have that too. I use number 63. Sounds like a bad bingo game, doesn't it? That's the cartridge number that I use, number 63. It's engraved in my head. I go into Staples where they have also printing ink, and I looked at the display of printing ink, and I find the HP 63 printing ink, and it comes in black, and it comes in colors, as they also a color cartridge. The black is $48. The color cartridge is $48. In order to replace my printing ink, it will cost me just under $100. Sometimes it's on sale and it's just under $80. Then, just for good times, for old times' sake, I go to the aisle where they have printers. Because in Staples, they have more than just Staples and more than just printing ink. They actually have printers as well. I'm starting to open up a whole new world for this company. They have a lot more than Staples in there. Do they have envelopes? I don't know. I don't even want to go there. So I go down the aisle and I find the printers. And I'm looking at the HP printers, which is similar to what I have. They are less than the price of the printing ink. What? Ron, that makes no sense. Do you mean to tell me, Ron, and I'm speaking to myself rather clearly, do you mean to tell me that I can buy a brand new printer for less than the cost of just buying some printing ink that runs out like every month? Yes, it's true. The printers cost less. It makes so much no sense that I had to go on an inquiry spree on the Google machine. Because there's just no explanation for this. So as I do my Google research using microfiche and various research clinical studies, I find out that the cost of printing ink is so freaking negligible, it's not funny. They are raising the price to be more than the printers on purpose. What? Now, usually there's an explanation, you know, like why are eggs so expensive? Well, because they have to be raised differently now. They have to be cage free, and There are regulations and the cost of the chicken feed. And that has gone up. And because of the pandemic, we couldn't get on the chicken feed. And all right, so there are explanations for all of this. You know, like, why is that restaurant so expensive? Well, it's because we have a large staff and we have the air conditioning going and it's heat in the summer. And then the price of the food has gone up and the property tax on the building and the licenses and the fees and the cost of goods and the utility charges and the lease fees. Okay, now I understand why. Printing ink, no explanation, none. Printing ink isn't even ink anymore. It is synthetic shit. So basically the printing ink that you're spending $48 for a cartridge costs them maybe $2. This should go to the Supreme Court to be examined, and someone should be chastised and put to death accordingly. What a ripoff on the American public. Yeah, you can do it, though. You can get away with this. So, why are printers so cheap, but ink is so expensive? Printers have mechanisms in there. They have to be manufactured. They have to be calibrated. I mean, they should be far more expensive than just an ink cartridge. Seriously, man. Seriously. Do you understand why I'm pissed off here? I think you do, because you should be too. They do this on purpose. They do it on purpose because the money is not made really on the printer. Oh, it could be, but it's not. Because people only buy a printer maybe once every 3-4 years. That's not good enough for the printing, and that's not good enough. Printing cartridges, once a month usually at least. Yeah, you can have a printer that's really good for your budget, but you're going to have to pay for the cartridges, and without the cartridges of ink, your printer is no good. Is nothing but a large bookend. You conniving sons of bitches. Yeah. What they don't make on one end, they colonoscopize you on the other. I made up that word, colonoscopize. It's no such word, but I think you know what I'm talking about. They screw you up the ass, okay? So I'm pretty pissed about it. I'm paying for product that has a markup that is astounding. And how much ink is in an ink cartridge? Seriously? Come on. Come on. But I bought the ink cartridge anyway because it's one of those things in life. I have no choice. I have no choice. And the cheaper the printer that you pay for, and they're all pretty cheap, the more expensive the ink is to make up for it. They get you on the maintenance of the thing, not the thing itself. Well, if that were the case, then why are cars so expensive? Cars should be very, very cheap, but to have an oil change should be $6,000. That's going by the same theory, but it doesn't happen that way. Although oil changes, you know, I'm buying oil, I'm having to put the oil in, drain the old out. I can see that there's some toil and effort and commodity involved here. Printing ink, don't even go there. So here's the thing that really gets to me is that the answer to this with the printing ink, as I've just told you, is what the printing industry says that actually happens. That is why we do it. Yeah. Yeah, the printing ink is more expensive than the printer itself. Yes, it is. So here was my immediate moron response. Is, well, I'm not going to buy printing ink anymore. Every time I'm out of ink, I'll just buy a new printer. It's less expensive. Well, in theory, that sounded really like a great idea. But you can buy your printer and it comes with a little bit of printing ink, enough for like two pages. It has a little sample printing ink when you buy the new printer. But that's going to run out really quickly, and now you have to go buy another printer again. There's no way out of this. It's a loop of insanity. There's no way out. I know some people that don't own printers. That's not the reason that they don't own them, but it is a damn good one. I don't know. I feel like I'm being manipulated. That's the worst feeling in the world, isn't it, kids? And I say kids because you're probably younger than I am. Some of you probably not. I call you kids out of respect. Oh, I got to tell you this story really, really quickly because this is how my mind works. Went into a convenience store. It was a Cumberland Farms convenience store. I walk into the convenience store. There's not a farm in sight. Cumberland Farms? What are you doing? What are you doing? Where is there a place in the back where you've got migrant workers picking peanut butter and hot dogs and gasoline? I don't understand. Where's the farm part come in? Anyway, I walk in there. There's a guy behind the counter. He was probably about 21 years old because they seemed all to be that age. And I walk in and I think I got one of those little gas station sandwiches, you know what I mean? They're actually very tasty, even though they're kind of disgusting, but they're wrapped very well, and it's when you got to move quickly, it's not so bad. So I buy one of these things. It was like, I think, $2.99. And the guy behind the counter, 21 years old, says to me, "Thank you, boss." He called me boss again. Why is it that in the convenience stores, they call me boss all the time? And that's the only place they do that. I can go anywhere else. They will never call me boss. But in a convenience store, simply the fact that I buy a sandwich for $2.99, I'm now the boss. So I fired the guy. He said, "You can't fire me." I think I can. I'm the boss. You just told me that. Get the hell out of here. Put your stuff in a box and get out of here. Call me boss. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Anybody else in the store want to call me boss, huh?
No, no. No, Mr. Vander.
Anyway, he calls me boss, and I didn't really know how to react to that. I didn't know whether to say thank you or shut up. What is it with you people that call me boss all the time? And when I say you people, I say that in a loving way. Not in a discriminatory sense whatsoever. But why is it just there? They don't call me boss in other places. Just in convenience stores. Is that a level of demeaning yourself? I work in a convenience store. Everybody's a boss compared to me. Even people that don't work here. That's pretty demeaning. Raise yourself up, man. It's a job, okay? I know it doesn't pay the rent or anything. It certainly doesn't pay for the printing cartridges. But just the same, man. Don't demean yourself like that. I wouldn't say it's demeaning as much as it is pathetic. So stop that. Stop it immediately. All right. I have an interesting guest coming up in a few moments. Before we do that, people need to pay for this particular, you know what this is.
Did you know that 4 in every 10 American adults suffer from attention deficit disorder? I'm talking to you. So if you could, yeah, great. 4 in every 10 American adults suffer from attention deficit disorder, a condition. Okay, still talking to you. Can you just for a minute, literally, 60 seconds tops. Attention deficit disorder is a condition that afflicts men and women. Put the phone down, maybe? Check your messages after I'm done, could you? Because you really should listen to this. Trust me. Attention deficit disorder afflicts men and women of any age and can be... Why do you have a rubber duck? Where did that even come from? Could you please put that away? Is it so hard to give me a minute of your time to... There is nothing on the bottom of your shoe. You have no reason to be looking at that right now. None. Yes, a bird flew by the window. They do that all the time. They're birds. Now let's talk about attention deficit. Jesus Christ, did you really just turn your chair around? You're spinning in your chair. Great, and my time is up. Adult attention deficit disorder. Get some help already.
Hello, Ron.
Hey, Amy. It's Amy Lee, everybody. She's a Grammy Award-winning vocalist and writer and everything like that. Good to see you. I can't see you, but good to hear you is what I should say.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay. Actually, people will be able to hear you, not only in this interview, but you've actually created something for the children that's quite extraordinary.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I just, a couple of months ago, we put out this, gosh, has it even been a couple of months? It was September 30th.
I know.
I put out my first kids/family record that I made with my family, which was super fun and unusual and different, and I love it. Very excited about it. My son loves it a lot. He's two, so pretty much for him.
And what prompted you to go in that direction? I know that you're a mom, you're a working mom, and did that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, definitely my son, Jack. That was the center of it. But, you know, also, I really wanted to record with my dad. I had never done that before, which is actually weird because my dad has always been a big influence on me, like, to get into music. He's a multi-instrumentalist. Plays everything, ukulele, banjo, drums, guitar, you name it. He also has a beautiful voice. I just wanted us to get in the studio together.
Yeah.
So sort of for his 60th birthday present.
Nice.
Like, hey, let's do a little studio time and record three songs.
That's really cool.
And that just sort of turned into this project that we ended up really, really enjoying and wanting to share.
Was the family an influence? I mean, you play, you write, you sing, you play like 10,000 instruments. I mean, where did this all come from?
Well, I don't play quite 10,000 instruments.
All right, 9,000.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, really, definitely, my dad was a big influence. Mm. Also, my grandmother was a piano teacher and artist. There's definitely music in my family, but I just know that from as far back as I can remember, I really loved music, wanted to live inside music, and dreamed of making music professionally from being a really little girl.
That's really cool.
Begged for piano lessons.
Yeah.
So it's funny, but I really felt like I was sure about some type of this path being my path when I was a really young person.
That's fun. Wow. It's called Dream Too Much, and you can never, by the way, dream too much, because there's a question mark at the end.
Exactly.
What are some of your favorite tracks?
It's hard. I like the song I'm Not Tired a lot because it makes me smile because it's directly just kind of my life sometimes, not able to get my kid to just give in and go to sleep,
Especially
when he's exhausted. It's like, come on, dude. So that's my mother's favorite as well because she likes to think that it's about me and all of her kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of really fun on that. You know, Goodnight, My Love, the last song on there, it's a cover. But it's a song that my dad always sang to us kids growing up. It was like our lullaby. So maybe not instead of, but after a bedtime story, lots of nights when I was a little girl, we'd get a little acoustic guitar and dad singing a couple songs. And that was our lullaby. So, yeah, it felt good to finally get that one down so we have it forever.
I wish I was in your family. It sounds like a really nice connection that you had with everybody, and now you have your own, and that's great. I know you've hooked up with Amazon Music, which is like Amazon Music is exploding with
really
music.
Is.
Yeah,
I know. Rocking.
Yes, that too. And so this just started, and how's it being received?
I think really well. We just finished a tour. I just was doing an Evanescence tour where I just got back actually like 4 days ago. And I was surprised at the number of gothed out, you know, rock and roll fans that showed up holding my very colorful children's CD wanting to get a signature.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a good sign. It's been a really fun experience. So I honestly have loved working with Amazon. They're very... how can I even put it? They're very forward-thinking.
Yeah.
They really let me do the creative part. You know, sometimes it can be hard because there's just so many people that want to have a hand in that, and it's difficult to protect your project. And this was so free and natural. And they're like, yes, make a record with a family. Yes, we'll do the promoting. Yes, you do the creative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt really, really good to be able to just have a free space to create like
that. Now, I mean, if you tour, you can't tour with the whole family, and they're kind of all participating. So how do you do that?
Well, we're not planning on touring this.
Oh,
I actually have a lot of other little things going on. Well, they have real jobs. What can I say?
I guess so. It'd be kind of cool, though, because kids don't ever have the opportunity to go to hear music, to go to a theater and hear music. It's always the adults.
I hear that. Yeah. I'm always open for if something comes up. Booking it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it would necessarily be a tour, but if there was a reason for us to get together and do a performance, I would definitely check it out.
Where are you out of? What part of the country?
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, cool.
My family lives in, most of my family lives in Arkansas, and I have some family in Texas, too.
Okay, well, all right. So it's called Dream Too Much. It's available on Amazon and all the Amazon outlets, and now they have those little Alexa things there. Those are so. I've got them all over my house now. I had one, and
you
now I've got like 50 of them.
It's so fun. My husband and I were just talking about how that's going to be like our Christmas gift to a few of our favorite people.
It's great.
We've loved it so much. It's not the type of thing that I would ever buy because I'm kind of a.
Yeah.
I mean, I love technology, but I hate it too. I'm just not one of those automated home types.
Yeah, but
But we got it because Amazon gave us one, and I was like, yeah, free stuff. So we started playing with it, and it has become our favorite thing. It's awesome, especially when you always have your hands full with a toddler or you're in the kitchen or whatever. It's like, Alexa, turn it down a little bit.
Right.
Or like, turn on something relaxing or never play this again.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
But for some reason, she never responds to Alexa, get me a cocktail. That doesn't happen. I know. It says, I don't know what you're talking about.
The future is right around the corner. I hear they're learning how to link up all kinds of things to it. So just be patient.
But you can stand in the middle of a room and just say in a normal voice, Alexa, play Amy Lee music for me, and you'll get that.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, that's the great part. Okay, so where do we go for more information?
Just go to Amazon. You can, if you have Amazon Prime, you can stream it for free.
Yeah.
You can get yourself a CD sent to you in the mail. You can just have a download.
Yeah.
And don't forget the coloring book. There's a coloring book in the artwork, which you should feel free to color.
Wonderful.
And we may just have a coloring contest, so
you never know. You never know. You don't know what's going to come out of Amy's mind. It could be anything. And what about following you? A website, something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can check me out on AmyLeeOfficial.com or Evanescence.com, and I'm on all the socials. You can find me. Just Google my name.
There you go. It's simple enough. Dream too much, Amy Lee. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for me today. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go and do something else, as you will do. The next time a weekday rolls around, which could be really soon, I will have a brand new show for you. So come back again. Tell your friends about the show for no other reason other than it's some type of light conversation. If you're on one of these platform things, you know, the Facebook things or the YouTubes or whatever, and I say that, whatever, because that's how people talk when they go on platforms. Like the show, subscribe to it, follow it, touch it, kiss it, lick it. I think it was The Who that had that song, Hear Me, See Me, Touch Me, Feel Me. Well, don't do all those things to me. Just follow me or like me or love me. I don't care. That's what you're supposed to do on the social media thing, as far as I've understood by my social media manager, who, when the social media manager talks to me, I don't understand a damn word they're saying. That's why they're the boss. I call my social media manager boss because it's that kind of relationship. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. We'll be right back.